Regular meeting for the Mayfield Town Planning Commission, Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 at 7 p.m.
Welcome, everybody. Since this is just a, almost going to be a work meeting, since we don't have a lot of public.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move ahead. Can I dispense with the Pledge of Allegiance now? On this meeting, okay?
Yep. I was curious if you wanted to table item B until we hear more from them.
I just kind of.
Or did you hear from them? Okay.
Now, we didn't have the minutes, did we? You got approval of minutes.
Yeah, I got the minutes, sorry. Carry on. What are the next one?
I gotta get my glasses so I can read. I think we went over some of this in the last meeting, and I thought we would get this proposed subdivision ordinance from this Hanson Planning Group. The deadline is December 31st. They claim they sent us something in May, and we did get it. We thought we sent it back, and they claim they didn't get our comments on it. So that could have been my fault that I didn't give it to him. Anyway, he was going to send us down a generic one, and then we didn't get that either. So, anyway, Amanda's getting the minutes. I think last time we talked about, and I mentioned a little bit before in the discussion, the state legislature mandated that we shrink the application process for a subdivision. And in the past, if you've ever been around it, it shows, if you're looking at it in the ordinance book, in chapter 18 is the development ordinance, but 68 is 18.68 is the one that deals with all the subdivisions. And it's about 13 pages long. And initially, we had items that were required. You had to deal with a pre-submission conference, a concept plan, a planning commission approval of the concept plan, preliminary plans with improvement drawings, approval of the preliminary plan, and then submission of the final plan, approval of the final plan. So it was about three processes, and cities were dragging those out over and just keeping the developer just having to come back with more submissions constantly. And so they complained to the state, and the state said, yeah, we can refine this down. So basically they gave the towns two options. What they did is they basically took out any approval of subdivisions from the legislative side of the town leadership. In other words, the town council has no say on it, on a subdivision. So there's a couple of options that we'll kind of look at. That's what this whole process is. The state mandated a shorter time frame. The Planning Commission can be involved in it, review of the first submission drawing where the town gets to list all the things they've got to provide. And then after that, it goes to what we call a land use administrative authority, which can be two or three people. And they have to basically just check off if they've provided everything that we asked for, the subdivision's approved. We don't get five rounds of chances with them. So that's what this process is supposed to be, is that kind of process. But anyway, let's go back quickly and review these. Okay, I think the last one we had was July 18th was relationship to this business. Is that going still, or is it just kind of...
They moved to Centerfield.
Makes it mobile.
But they didn't take their mobile unit with them. It's still sitting there.
Oh.
But yes, she's moved to Centerfield, so...
So she's basically leasing the building from Jason, or...?
I don't know.
Is there a plan to move the trailer? What's the plan on that?
She hasn't indicated, but I imagine, should I reach out to her and see what her plan with that trailer?
Might not hurt, just lack of confusion and,
yes,
you know.
I will.
Yeah, what's your plans with the trailer? Commission's just curious. What are your business hours?
Yes, of course, the trailer.
Anyway, that was the main item, so.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions on the minutes of the July 18th?
I don't have any questions, Mayor. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from the Mayfield Town Planning Commission on July 18th of 2024.
Okay.
Second?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's easier to count. Okay.
Thank you. I didn't hear. Are we foregoing opening ceremonies today? Is that what the plan was? Okay, we're good. You're good, man. Jump right in. I just didn't know.
I jumped right in.
I like it. It's how you get progress.
That way you get back to the ball game.
That's going on. The little Dodgers, they're sticking it to the Yankees, that's for sure.
Oh, what game number is this?
This will be the last one, most likely.
He's scheduled on the series.
Dodger fan right here.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's get it, keep it going.
Which one should I display?
Let's go up to that. I got it.
First one?
No, go down. A little bit more down.
Didn't we already review this?
Go to that compliance checklist.
Outside firm that you guys brought in here and we talked about.
Well, we have to come back around, I think the mayor said, because of what we put down, they didn't get, and so we wanted to make sure that we had the right information, as I think what, because we have gone through it.
We've gone through it and made a motion on it. That's just, might have been a different set of meetings.
Yeah. It was the meeting prior.
Yeah. We made motions on it of what
with
we
the
wanted to have to read it. How it was to read and
to, well, actually, it's in these minutes.
In our July minutes? I didn't see it in there. We did review ordinances, may review the relevant ordinances pertaining to business, but.
We'll find it. Let's see.
What didn't we do?
July 18th, I think it was.
No, it must have been a previous.
It was before that?
Or was it after that?
Before the trailer house one.
Yeah. And I didn't make it to the trailer house one. They excused me and Tyler, it looks like.
Okay, this is the one where we started, was this SB 144.
Okay. Well, before July, we met in November. Am I missing a meeting?
Well, you're on November 15th.
Okay, now you guys tell me if I screw this up or if I make it better.
I don't notice anything.
That didn't help.
There's kind of a filing line right there, huh?
It might be as good as it's going to be.
Well, my very first meeting, we discussed and went over what that
Hans group
said. And then we kind of talked about it. I think it was at another meeting behind that. We made some motions.
We have another set of minutes we need to approve, folks. This set right here, May 29th. My apologies.
You might have to print those. I'm not sure if I can read them.
Let me run in and print them. Let me grab my key. But we did make them.
Dodgers are up 2-1, just so everybody knows. So Ross is It's only the third inning. You're going to get to see the fireworks. Don't you worry, Ross.
I'm not a small person. Yeah. I was just trying to rub it in the wrong.
Yeah, you got to get after her. Keep her sharp.
Yeah, these meetings were not supposed to be an inconvenience.
I've been told that.
She promised me that.
Yeah.
I said I'd be here.
There's a whole bunch of other legislation coming out this year on additional stuff. It sounds like the, you know, the Airbnbs we talked about here.
Yeah.
Last year they kind of said, you know, you can't control what people do with their property. But what they're finding is that all these developers went down and bought this house and this house and this house, turned them into Airbnb rentals, which took them out of the homeowner pool. So it's been totally contradictory to the governor's plan trying to get housing. So this year they're probably going to pull that back and say cities do have a right to do that, you know, control the density.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Our legislature is almost like they're happy to please, and that.
So on these action items here, we just need to review and accept the minutes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I might need just a minute on this one.
Yeah, read through that. That's the one where we discussed the Hanson Planning's suggestion.
Tennessee. So we got timelines there. And we're going to go with the two-phase approach. Is that right, Mayor? That's what we voted on.
Okay, and that first item was where we adopted that two-phase approach for subdivision approval, which just allows the Planning Commission to be involved in the first review, and then it goes to this administrative authority to final. And that's what we supposedly set up to, but they didn't get.
They didn't get that. But we have it here in our minutes. We just need to accept
it. So we voted to approve it in the minutes. So, and then the second item then was that discussion about the Airbnbs and the rental fee, which we approved.
Okay.
Third item we considered but didn't.
We didn't make an action.
The action on was lot sizes. I think the current ordinance only puts one dwelling per lot. Have been multiple places where we have second dwellings. Isn't necessary. The one thing I did talk to Jason Hatch from the Central Utah Health Department about is, if you have a single house, the septic tank is designed for the number of bedrooms that you have the potential to have. If you have an unfinished basement, they calculate the size of that, assuming at some point they're going to get built.
Yeah.
So then if we start looking at an accessory dwelling with habitation in it, we create another need, which Ben and I asked him, I said, so how do we handle that? Do they have to enlarge the drain field, put a separate septic tank, which then basically ties up a whole bunch more of the property? And he didn't really, he said, I need to kind of look at that and see what, we have to look at it on a case-by-case basis, so.
Yeah, I think that's something we have.